Good morning, everybody. Here is Eva Speaks again. Today's topic, I will talk about how to stop negative self-image. Imagine how many of us have a very negative self-image. You know that your perception of yourself is everything. And I am talking about this subject because I've been there too. My thoughts were dominating my whole life. And of course, that our thoughts, as you know, that I'm very often talking about the law of attraction, make our reality. And the law of attraction is not about what we want, but what we believe and who we are. So if you want to change something, of course, the negative self-image is stopping you to creating of what you really want. What you really want to be. And when you start also to change your frequency, this will also bring you in harmony with your inner self, so that you can start to create and do what you really want and what you really love. And also by doing what really makes you happy. So imagine, are you judging yourself every day? Or when you wake up in the morning, do you start with the words of gratitude? And as well, when you look in the mirror, what do you see? Do you only see your imperfections? I see my imperfections as well, but I embrace them. You know the word imperfect and also the definition from Audrey Hepburn. The word imperfect itself means I am perfect. So, how do you feel about yourself? How do you want to start to have a better self-image? I will give you a simple exercise. The two words you start with, I am, are very important. So when you start to say I am over and over again for at least a couple of minutes at a time, and you put the word behind it with really true power and belief, you will make it as a new habit. And especially when you repeat it day by day, at least for 30 days. So, for instance, you can say, I am successful, I am abundant, I am focused, I am strong, I am very, very attractive, I am intelligent, I am open-minded. I am loved, I am loving, I am focusing, I am inspired, I am talented, I am genius, I am skilled, I am strong, I am ready, I am worthy, I am empowered, I am brilliant. I am intuitive. I am open. I am blessed. I am grateful. I am joyful. I am connected. So how does it feel right now? So how you feel will also make your better self-image. Mirror, mirror on the wall. We are not a Snow White, but we have to be real. Nothing is perfect. Neither me, neither you. And of course, when you are only comparing with Photoshop pictures, you are destroying yourself. We are designed to win, but programmed to lose. When we stop unrealistic goals and when we go with the flow, and not comparing ourselves with the others, we start to lose our negative self-image as well. We are not sheep, don't we? You also don't do every day. So, what kind of people are you with? It's not only about your outer world, but as well your inner world. It's not about comparing what kind of car or what kind of designer clothes you are wearing. It's very, very temporary. But how are you as a human being? What is your perception? What is your belief? Why are you here on this earth? Be happy with your imperfection. You know this Egyptian proverb, a beautiful thing is never perfect. And it's like this. I was born in Egypt. So stop criticizing yourself and the others as well. Assumptions, comparing, criticizing is very, very toxic. Not only for you, but the whole surrounding around you. It's like the magnetic field. And what you're sending out, you are getting back. So remember what I said in the beginning about the law of attraction. The law of attraction is really about who you are and not about what you want. Take this word and words of I am and what you put behind very seriously and start to work on your abundant self-image so that you can stop negative self-image immediately and to create your abundant life. Enjoy, happiness, love, and everything you desire and you also deserve in your life. Stay tuned, and I will speak to you next week. Bye bye.